Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New details emerging about Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. Victor Escalon, a regional director at the Texas Department of Public Safety, says the gunman shot his grandmother in the face and took her vehicle, which he then drove to the school, where he killed 19 children and two teachers before an officer killed him. The grandmother survived. She's hospitalized. Escalon describes what video footage from the school grounds revealed.
According to reports, video we have obtained from outside, inside, and again, we're still combing through that, so bear with us. Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school.
Investigators say the gunman was armed with an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle. Well, Houston is still preparing to host the National Rifle Association's annual convention starting tomorrow. Jack Williams of Houston Public Media reports the city's mayor is rejecting calls to cancel as host of the gathering.
Protesters are among the thousands of visitors arriving in Houston for the three-day convention downtown. Demonstrators are expected to rally outside the event in the wake of the deadly school shooting 280 miles away in Uvalde. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner offered condolences to the families of those killed, but says the city can't refuse to host the event at this point.
That convention has been on the books for more than 2 years. It is a contractual arrangement. We simply cannot cancel a conference or a convention because we may not agree with the subject matter.
Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the convention Friday, along with other Texas GOP leaders. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Former President Donald Trump and two of his children, Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., are under pressure to submit to questioning by the New York Attorney General. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more on an appeals court ruling today.
Since the beginning of the New York Attorney General's investigation into whether the Trumps committed persistent fraud in their financial practices and disclosure, attorneys for the former president and two of his adult children have argued the case is politically motivated. But the appeals court resoundingly rejected that argument, saying the Trump respondents, quote, have failed to demonstrate they were treated differently from any similarly situated persons. The court also said the case was well-founded and did not violate any of the Trump's rights. If the case survives further appeal, Donald Trump, along with Ivanka and Don Jr., will have to make sworn depositions in the case. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
While several countries in the Middle East now have formal ties with Israel, Iraq is going the other way. Local media report the Iraqi parliament approved a law yesterday that criminalizes any attempts to normalize relations with Israel. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates are among those countries concerned about the security threat posed by Iran that have instead opted to establish formal ties with Israel. This is NPR News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports two large earthquakes occurred within 4 hours of each other earlier today on opposite sides of the Pacific Ocean. NPR's Joe Palca with details.
The USGS says the first quake was centered in southern Peru, about 50 miles northwest of Lake Titicaca. It was large, magnitude 7.2, but it was also deep, about 135 miles below the surface. Such deep earthquakes usually don't cause much damage. The second quake was magnitude 6.4 and only about 6 miles deep. It struck about 280 miles southeast of the Loyalty Islands, a group of low-lying islands in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, part of the French territory of New Caledonia. While it's not common for two large earthquakes to occur within hours of each other, the USGS says it's certainly not unheard of. Joe Palca, NPR News.
It's an end of an era for the Ellen DeGeneres Show. The comedian has dominated daytime for nearly 20 years. At today's finale, DeGeneres looked back at a career of highs and lows, from stand-up to TV sitcom to daytime hosting, along the way overcoming backlash in the industry after she came out as gay, and picking up the unforgettable role of a bluefish named Dory in the animated blockbusters Finding Nemo and Finding Dory. The final guests of the Ellen DeGeneres Show included Jennifer Aniston, Pink, and Billie Eilish. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 550 points, or 1.7%, at 32,670. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.